Welcome back, everyone. So on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world, we're going to have a beautiful new moon. And this new moon is going to be highlighting the energies of the two and the three. And I wish that I could sort of articulate and put into words just how beautiful this energy is when it comes together. So let's talk about it. Now, the energy of the two can bring about balance, harmony, healing. It can bring like two people coming together and sort of heal anything that's kind of come between them. It's really this energy of seeing eye to eye and becoming the observer within a situation, seeing where the disconnect is within that situation, and then finding the harmony, finding the middle ground, finding the place where everybody can sort of meet, and whether or not we all agree, we can at least meet there and be civil with each other, right? And find tolerance and understanding. So, anytime we move through a two cycle, it wants us to bring some area of life into balance, bring harmony back together within that space. So, it can be about relationships, it can be about our belief systems, anywhere that there's some kind of imbalance. This energy will kind of come in and encourage us to seek out, a way to find a solution for whatever is creating the discord or the separation. With two energy, where there is discord and separation, it wants to bring harmony, it wants to bring balance back to that situation. And so again, you may find some area in your life where this require, in order to do this, it requires you to sort of be the bigger person, to, apologize or to initiate the conversation, to, have an open mind, maybe swallow your pride a little bit, and just really be open to hearing what the other person has to say and create an environment that is not only a safe space for you, but is a safe space for the other person to be vulnerable and share their perspectives and their ideas and their wisdom and their experiences and see how you can kind of bring all that together to, again, find common ground. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with the other person, doesn't mean that you have to buy into whatever it is that they're selling. None of that stuff. It's really more about I have my opinion or my experiences, my whatever wisdom. You have yours. Maybe they're on different, we're on different continents when it comes to seeing eye to eye, but surely we can find a place in the middle. Surely we can come together. So I do think that there's going to be a pretty big emphasis on this within whatever area of your life, again, feels out of balance or there's been some kind of miscommunication or some kind of breakdown within that connection. Because two energy is about how we relate to another person or other people, but it's also about connectivity and coming together. And usually when we're moving through a two cycle, it's up to us to find a way to do that, to open the sort of lines of communication, which leads me to the segue of the three, which is incredibly beautiful because three energy is so much about communication. It is being able to, again, share your ideas and your thoughts, but not in a way that's going to be, getting at the defenses of others or getting others' defenses up. You, of course, have no control over how another person responds to you, but you certainly have control over your intention when it comes to your messaging. So, what is the intent behind your words? What is it? What is the intent behind your messaging that you're putting out into the world? And does it feel good? If it does feel good, great, then you're on track. But if it doesn't feel good and you know that there's some kind of like maybe control or manipulational, tactic that's at hand, you just want to make some changes, right? You want to make some modifications so that you know that your intention behind your messaging is pure, is good. So it's definitely going to be a focus on communication at this time, of course, because again, we have the three, which is so much about communication. And then we also have that two, which is again, healing, mending, coming together, bringing things in balance. And at the root of so much, when we're talking about like miscommunication and discord and separation and, unhealthy relationships, or you name it, 9 times out of 10, we can come back to communication and the breakdown of communication and how, we handle situations, Could we have been more honest with ourselves and more honest with the other person? Could we have been more open to the other person and what they're moving through or what they're trying to share or what they're trying to tell us, right? So much of this could come to the forefront under this new moon to say, can we do things a little bit differently? Where is it that we can change our communication style or modify it and be more open to, hearing how, or, you know, understanding how another person communicates? And so much can be overcome by just opening the lines of communication and just attempting to understand the other person through that communication. And really, truly hearing what the other person has to say, not listening to respond, not listening to be right or to prove your point. Because when we talk about communication, a lot of times what sort of gets lost in translation is the actual like art of communicating. We often sort of lean more towards debating, and debating is all about separation. It's trying to prove your point to get across to the other person that you're right and why. And then the other person is doing the same thing. So debating has its place, but it's certainly not the place for healthy relationships to flourish. So because there's such a strong emphasis under this new moon around relationships, because the two energy is all about, again, how we relate to other people, how we connect with other people, how we compromise, not sacrifice, compromise with other people, again, to find that middle ground and to meet halfway. And then we've also got the three, which is all about, again, communication. It's also about collaboration. Three energy is so much about collaboration and socializing and networking and working together to build something really beautiful. So in these two energies, the three and the two, there's not a lot of space for debating. It's not so much about, you know, a hierarchy or you did this and this is why I'm right and you're wrong, or you didn't even have to do anything, but I'm right and you're wrong type of thing. That's more debating. Let me prove who I am and why I'm right to you. And the three and the two coming together under the same space is saying, hey, let's come together. Let's work together. Let's build something really beautiful. Let's be creative, because three energy is also about creativity. Let's be creative about how we heal this, mend this, connect, right? So I think we're going to see this really play out potentially on the global stage as well as individually when it comes to finding greater ways to connect, finding greater ways for, sharing and being open and tolerance and communication. Like I said, so much could be alleviated if we were just open to truly hearing what the other person had to say, and if we were truly open to finding that middle ground. Again, doesn't mean we have to, you know, buy into it or subscribe to whatever it is that they're asking us to subscribe to. We just have to be open, and we have to have respect for that other person and their viewpoints and where they're coming from. Even if we disagree, if you disagree with someone, it's okay. You can disagree with someone, but we can still be kind, we can still be tolerant, we can still be understanding, and we can still communicate our own needs while being open to the needs of others. So when it comes to, you know, collective connectivity, right, this is such a beautiful energy to help to build something better. Because currently, I don't know about the rest of the world, but in the United States, there's a great divide, and it is just continuing to grow. And I'm sure this year, you know, with the elections, it's going to be even wider. So when we have these beautiful energies that are coming through with this new moon, it's really asking us to, you know, evolve, to, you know, step into a higher consciousness, to find ways to connect through our differences. And so, I hope that's the case. And I hope that we can find ways to do that, because we certainly can build much more beautiful things that way, as opposed to the debating and the separation. So we'll see what happens. But individually, this can be a powerful time for mending what's been broken, finding common ground, coming together, building something truly beautiful from this space, and something you can feel really, really good about. And, you know, at the end of the day, if it helps you to communicate better, then it's a beautiful energy to work with, for sure. So I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.